RadioArchives.com presents Murder Guns, An Adventure of Dan Fowler by Norman A. Daniels, read by Milton Bagby. In the days of J. Edgar Hoover's Untouchables, one lawman took on the super criminals even Elliot Ness couldn't touch. Dan Fowler, G-Man. The greatest FBI special agent of his generation, Fowler operated nationwide, hunting down spies, kidnappers, counterfeiters, murderers, and other dire threats to law and order beyond the jurisdiction of local authorities. Assisted by the youthful agent Larry Kendall and brave Sally Vane, Dan Fowler crushed crime with an infallible combination of scientific criminology and punishing Tommy gun lead. And now, Dan Fowler's thrilling adventure, Murder Guns. Chapter 1. Armory Raid. The man at the wheel of the canopied Army six-wheeler wore Master Sergeant's stripes. A corporal sat beside him, and back in the truck were five other men in fatigue uniform. They were all smoking cigarettes with long, hot puffs, and those in back kept a wary eye on traffic. The driver whistled softly. The man beside him said,
"Steve, shut up, will you? I'm scared of this job. Listening to you whistling makes me nervous."
The driver chuckled.
"You guys give me a laugh. In the last few weeks we've been on jobs like this 20 times, and nobody had the jitters."
"This is different," the corporal said. "I don't like it."
The driver stopped his whistling with a contemptuous shrug. They were almost at their destination anyway. He glanced at his wristwatch. It was a few minutes after 9, a dark, gloomy, and threatening night. The headlights of the truck made strange halos as the misty air picked them up in a weird reflection. The truck turned into a side street, a rather clumsy turn, as if the driver wasn't too accustomed to this six-wheeled behemoth. He straightened it out, however, and glanced over his shoulder.
"You and back, get set. We're about there."
The five men quickly adjusted their hats, flipped cigarettes out the back, and moved toward the tailboard. The truck slowed as it passed the half-block-long brick building. It was an armory. The sergeant found a driveway which led around to the back and sent the truck rolling along it in low gear. Finally, he swung into a fairly wide space behind the building and backed up to a loading platform. He got out of the truck.
"Everybody set?" he asked.
Nods answered him. The men were too tense to talk much. The sergeant named Steve marched onto the loading platform, located a bell, and pressed. Several minutes went by, and then a small door, set in a much larger one, opened. A red-faced, leathery-skinned old man peered out. Steve said,
"I'm Sergeant McCarthy. I got orders to move a lot of stuff for maneuvers."
"At this hour of the night?"
the watchman argued.
"I'm all alone here."
"That's okay, Pop," Steve laughed. "I brought along plenty of help. And working overtime is nothing new in the Army. Suppose we get at it, huh?"
What are you after, Sergeant?"
"Garands. All equipment necessary on routine maneuvers. The brass figures the boys should be kept in trim all the time. You know how those guys are. Now, open the big doors, so we can start getting loaded. Oh, yes, here are the written orders."
He handed over a folded document, which the watchman barely glanced at. The watchman opened the big doors. Steve gestured, and his six men filed into the armory. They followed the watchman through the immense drill hall, along a corridor, and finally they reached the gun room. Steve went in and whistled loudly. This armory was well stocked. He began issuing crisp orders.
"Okay, boys, let's get at it. We want Garand rifles and ammunition. Also sidearms. Hey, Pop."
"Pop? Where did that guy go?"
The watchman hurried back into the gun room.